Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
We have another question from David from Madison. He says that some pastors seem to only be preaching and not getting involved in their community. What should we expect from pastors? What does Scripture have to say about that?
That's a good question. We've got a model of church in some ways that's not always helpful because let me just give you a couple of different descriptions of churches. Sometimes a church is a place where people go for the big show and they walk in and, they sing the songs and they watch the big show and they hear the message. But there's really essentially no other involvement by them. I don't think that's a biblical picture of the church. Instead, the picture of the church is a body, and that body has many members, and those members have all been gifted and called to different sorts of ministries and work. So in a healthy church, what the pastor is doing, in addition to discharging the duty of preaching the word and proclaiming the gospel, is hopefully leading people to know what their gifts are and how to use them. So even if the pastor is not especially gifted or called to serving in the community in that way or being involved in the community, it's at least something that the church as a body needs to be doing. And so the pastor's leadership is important there in communicating to the church that that involvement is important and in helping facilitate it when people feel a call to it, because a pastor can't do everything. And sometimes, pastors have to be wearing so many hats that, they can't possibly do anything well. So, but that is an important, that it is very important that a church not just be a club or a show or a theater, but that it be penetrating the community and helping the poor and reaching out to the hurting and, proclaiming an openness to have people hear the gospel and to be just finding ways to engage. So, yeah, the pastor may not be directly doing that, but it is something that the body should be doing. And if it's not a need that the pastor is aware of, pastors are just like anybody else. They're just people. And they have, I almost said we have blind spots, but I'm not a pastor anymore. I have been, though. But pastors have blind spots and sometimes don't see things that they're missing. And again, that's where the body comes in. And people can lovingly come alongside their pastor and say, I know you're pulled in a million different directions and you're doing your best to serve this body and we so appreciate it. And I'm noticing something that I think we've been missing and I would like to take the lead on that because the Lord's put it on my heart. And that, I don't know very many pastors that wouldn't just jump up and down with delight at the chance for somebody to, approach them with the initiative instead of saying, you need to be doing more of this. So, yeah, it's a body. It's a body with many parts.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.